Spirit Radio Podcasts.
This isn't the kind of music we usually play on Spirit, but there's a reason for this. Are there any fans of nu metal out there? Well, if you are, you've certainly heard of the band Korn. It's not quite the sound we typically play here on Spirit Radio, but nonetheless, it has a big following around the world. Well, you might be surprised to learn something about one of the members who our very own Brian Clancy went to interview the other day. That's just a bit of an intro to the music we are talking about. You don't imagine these guys would be men of faith. You don't picture it, do you? But you might be surprised that faith in Jesus is a big part of the life of Brian Head Welch, guitarist and co-founder of this very band. While coming into a relationship with Jesus first led him away from the band, it also led him back to the band. And our very own Brian Clancy caught up with Brian Head Welch last week, and he's in the studio now to tell us more. Brian, you're very welcome.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
It is very good to have you. And that intro gives us a nice feel for what we're talking about. We're talking about metal here.
Absolutely.
You and I both remember the 90s quite well. Korn were in their heyday when that particular song, I think, was released. Not sure what year it was, but it was probably late 90s, was it?
Yeah, probably 97 or so.
97.
Yeah.
But how did you get to meet this guy from Korn?
It's a fascinating story. I mean, I met Brian Welch in Chile at a youth conference. We were sort of both involved in sort of doing different things in Chile. And the interesting thing was that he said, you know, have you ever been to a Korn concert? And I said, absolutely not, you know, and not really that kind of thing. But I was very interested to hear that he was coming on tour in Europe. He said, well, if you're in Europe, why don't you come check out a show? And I said, well, I'm in Europe. I live in Dublin. Fantastic. Let's go check out a Korn show. So it was a really interesting chance encounter that only God can provide, and it opened up to very interesting things.
Amazing. And you were, because you showed me a clip, but you were sitting on stage beside this guy playing that very song as they kicked off. And he's playing his guitar, and then he just turns around and he waves at you as if he's just...
perfect.
as if he's in the shopping center.
My son said, Uncle Brian waved to me. It was fantastic.
I love that. Yeah. So tell us about this guy and his journey. So I mentioned in the intro, he was obviously founded a metal band.
Yeah.
And then he became a Christian, and that sort of led him away from the band, but ultimately back to it. That's a kind of a funny story. Tell us
about
that.
It's an interesting story. I mean, I think that where Brian's journey is fascinating is he would describe it as saying he was addicted to every drug, specifically crystal meth. And then in 2008, he became addicted to Jesus and really found a great addiction in the passion that God had for him. So he decided to leave the band and raise his young daughter, and he left the band for 8 years. But then in 2013, after a very mixed sort of career of talking, and he had his own band and talking at different churches, he felt God calling him back, because at the Korn concerts, there's plenty of people who need to know God. And he felt that God was going to start using him as a vehicle to preach the gospel and tell his testimony and do that at Korn shows. So it was a fantastic, fantastic return. And in 2013, he came back to the band, and it's been 4 years since then. It's an incredible, incredible journey he's on.
Yeah, so he went back and he started to perform with Korn again at these big shows. And so you chatted to him about this, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. I got a chance to sit down with him and went on tour with him in Munich and in Vienna. And it was an incredible experience. And a little bit of what he was talking about being back in Europe was fantastic.
Let's have a listen to a few clips here.
It's very exciting to be back in Europe. We love Europe. We've been touring here for a long time. I used to feel empty when I toured Europe, but now that I have Christ in my life, it's just I can blend in anywhere and just feel totally at peace and everything, because, you know, we're just passing through this life, so it doesn't matter where we are. But it's awesome to be back in Korn and see the ministry that we're doing after the shows and just reaching out to fans and everything. And there's nothing like it, man. There's really nothing like it.
There you go. Not what you expect a metal star to say, but he seems to be so engaged and connected with the experience in a positive way.
He's one of the most authentic people I've ever sat down with, and he's so sort of innocent in his nature. But then on the rock show, sitting on the side of the concert, it was like, who are these people? It's amazing how they transform, and the performance of a creative artist. I mean, you don't think of new metal as artists, but they really are, and they can sort of take this crowd into this amazing creative space where they're creating sound and waves, and it's incredible. But he's just a gentle, wonderful man, and it was incredible to see this sort of transformation as a performance.
Yeah, yeah. And he talked a little bit about the band, didn't he? The Korn since 19... Let's have a listen to this.
It's just really crazy that Korn's been around so long. I did have to take a break for 8 years when I left in 2005 to, you know, just develop my relationship with Christ and raise my young daughter. So it's crazy that I had almost a decade off and a comeback, and there's so many passionate fans still just rocking out to this band. And I've developed so much personally and musically during all this time because, honestly, I started growing up when I met Jesus, and that was it. And so I can totally just kind of float through life with confidence now because I was always wasted before. So it's really cool to be in a place with peace in my life.
Yeah. I mean, it's fantastic. You know, this idea of floating through life and maturing in Jesus. When you step into this relationship, you just see how real immature you were and how you're so self-centered. But then you come to this other place.
And this is a guy who had everything. And this is a guy who had all the drugs and all that stuff that goes with
millions of dollars and two Grammy, you know, awards. So they were an incredibly popular band.
Hugely
in the 90s.
Popular band.
Yeah.
But it puts the perspective on life itself and what life is actually about. He seems genuinely happy. And I never heard him talk before then. But I don't know. He's obviously a changed man. What about the music? Because it's the music itself. I mean, some people would say, "Oh, this music is totally mad and crazy." And what about writing songs? You talked to him about that a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah. I was just thinking that, you know, Korn's music is it's about suffering and pain. So everybody knows pain. Everybody knows suffering. And so to hear a guy who used to compose music about pain and suffering come to a place of joy and life, where then you can see the transformative power of the gospel. And that's really what he talks about here. It's incredible.
Yeah, let's have a listen to this.
Honestly, I just get in the room with Korn and I jam with him. And I pray a lot for God to give us ideas and that, like King David, you know, he was a musician and that he would just give me songs like he did King David with the Psalms and stuff like that. And so it's really cool to see us, like, one day we'll hit like a roadblock and then, you know, I'll just cry out to God and the next day will be like, bam, our first single off the new record. You know, we write the next day after like a difficult day before that. So it's just cool to see God. It's just walking by faith. Everything, writing songs is walking by faith, and the ideas and inspiration is by faith. Everything in my life is done by faith. The Holy Spirit uses weak human words to touch people's hearts, and the Holy Spirit uses musical notes to touch people's hearts. I really believe that. And so I know that God's vibrations are in everything we do with the instruments and the vocals and all that stuff. So
fantastic. I mean, you know, can you imagine a musician of his caliber talking about the musical notes touching people's lives like God touches people's lives? And I mean, this is an intense concert experience that I had with them. Your heart is thumping. The bass is moving. You're shaking on stage. I mean, really, it is a physical experience. But then to sense the presence of God, even in these situations where you wouldn't seek him, it's a transformative experience. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just enlightenment.
And it's a hugely charged scene, isn't it? I mean, people take, young people take this music really, really seriously.
Absolutely.
So it's funny because he has such an opportunity to touch and to move them. You talked to him a little bit about where do you find God in what you do as well, didn't you? There's an interesting little clip here. We play this?
Yeah.
Honestly, I find God in a quiet place where I can get away from all the voices and all the people and just go and put music on. And like I said before with the previous question, I feel God like on the notes of the music that I listen to. I'm listening to a lot of instrumental music right now because I seem to feel in the season of my life that human words from song kind of get in the way because God is so big in eternity. And I feel like my spirit and my mind can just go just so much further without hearing human words right now. That's just the spot where I'm in. I mean, I love worship music and the lyrics, you know, but it's just, I feel like God's got me on this journey right now. So that's where I find him, in the music and in the quiet place.
Yeah, it's such an amazing story. So as he's talking about God having him on this journey, you come out of this, you know, 2-hour rock show that's intense and thumping and vibrating. And then what he does is he has friends of his, like me, go into the audience of a couple thousand people and look for people who are really sort of struggling in life or have some sort of expression on their face that you connect with them. And then you give them these wristbands. And then after the show, they come back and they meet Brian Head Welch in a quiet place. And he just sort of tells his testimony about how he came to Christ and how that's transformed his lives. And literally on the first night in Munich, it was one of the most powerful experiences I've ever had, where you see these 22 people sitting there listening to Brian, telling his testimony. And then he invites people to give their lives to the Lord. And 5 of them raise their hands right there. And sort of in this experience of people who've just come from this concert to go to this still place where they're meeting this, you know, rock star that they love for 15, 17 years. And then he tells this soft story about how Jesus touched his heart. It was a powerful, powerful experience. And more than anything, it was a powerful experience for those people in front of me. Mm. So it was such a joy just to see how God touches our lives, no matter where we are, in every place, even at a Korn concert. So just wait on the presence of God, because he's after you. And it was really powerful to see that and for him to enter people's lives like that. It was incredible.
Yeah, and it the whole thing seems very down-to-earth as well. It seems like a very down-to-earth sort of guy.
Absolutely.
Very practical. And as you say, so after the concert, you expect for metal, you know, all the girls to be around, all the drink and the drugs. But actually, this is something of the opposite of that.
Absolutely, yeah. And you have to sort of premise it that way. You know, do you want to meet Brian Head Welch after the concert? And people are thinking, yeah, I can't wait. Because he's going to tell his testimony about how he came to know God. And people are like, oh, well, that's not what I expected. Exactly. Yeah. So it's not the typical rock groupie. But they're exactly the same people. And that shows you that God transcends all of these lines, these prejudices that we have.
Yeah, I think that's the interesting side of this for me, Brian, yeah. is that all of us put categories on things. You know,
yeah.
That's the way you understand the world. It's like, oh, yeah, the category of the faith that you have, or the category of the job, or the place you live, or the school you went to.
Sure.
The metal music you play, the tattoos. But actually, as you're saying, as we're seeing here, there's something a lot deeper than any of those things, which is going on. And he seems to be tapped into his metal and able to touch people's lives in a very direct way, which is fascinating.
Absolutely phenomenal. Yeah, it's an incredible experience.
And you had one last clip for us, didn't you? Where yeah. God finds you. Should we listen to that?
I think he finds me anywhere, because if I go down to the depths of hell, he will be there. If I go up to the highest heavens, he will be there. Before I even say a word, he knows what I'm going to say. He knows every thought that comes to my mind. So I think he finds me anywhere he wants to, because there's nowhere that we can go. It says in Jeremiah, I think it's Jeremiah, it says, the scripture says, can anyone hide in a secret place so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth? ? So we can never go anywhere where the Lord isn't. And so in the book of Acts too, I think it was Paul, he was talking to some unbelievers and he said, you know, you worship all these false gods or whatever. And, you know, but God is with us. He's never far from us. He starts telling about the Hebrew God. He's never far from us, for in him we live and move and have our being. So he's telling them how close God is. And then he says, how? For in him we live and move and have our being. We can't even have our being and breathe and live without being in God. So it's so powerful if you think about that. So I think when we get to heaven, we're going to find so many truths, and we're going to see how close God was to us on earth, and it's going to blow our flipping minds.
That's a nice way to finish. It's going to blow our flipping minds.
Amen.
Well, Brian, that was a fascinating interview. Thank you for coming in and sharing it with us.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.